Hello, I'm Will Jones.
And I'm Jemima McVitie.
Welcome to The Stupid Opinion of Teenagers, the show where Jemima and I discuss on how to be a teenager and whatever else is on in the week.
So for you guys to learn more about teenagers, we will invite a special teenager guest or an adult with a teenager on to see how they are coping. And hopefully we will be finding out what happens to you, the listener, and all your tales of teenagers.
So grab some popcorn or tuck into bed and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the Stupid Opinion of Teenagers podcast with me, Will Jones.
And me, Jemima McVitie.
Hello everyone. And today's opinion or topic is...
Should England abolish the royal family?
Yeah, right. That's going to be an interesting one, yeah. We'll come back to that later, everyone. Meanwhile, we've got some things to go through. Hello, everyone, by the way. This is Season 4, Episode 2. Remember, our episodes are going to be more sporadic.
What does that mean?
Means a bit not as consistent, not as... Yes,
not as time schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're back. This is the second episode. Hope
yeah.
You enjoyed the last one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got a lot to go through now because it's been a few weeks since we've last recorded.
Yeah.
A few things have happened, a few things we want to mention, and we can get to the topic. Good?
Yeah, perfect. Good. Right, off you go. You can go first.
Me, right. I mean, I didn't really want to go first, but here we go.
Here we go.
what I've noted down from what I've thought through this week is not... Yeah, right. You know those hydraulic... You know, this is random, but you know those hydraulic press videos?
No.
So, you know, it's when... Producer, you know... No. Yeah. So it's when you so, like, this hydraulic press presses this something. And it's kind of like a little, like...
Oh, when it, like, shrinks down. Like, it's like one of those big, like, drills and it goes, like... And it squashes whatever's in it.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah. Like, you know... It's like when you hit a golf ball and you see it in slow motion, it curves in. Or when you see someone's face, it's like... like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like that. Now, my question was... Imagine a head under there.
Oh,
this goes
horrible.
This No, a metal head.
Okay.
Remember, do this at home, everyone. Think, whose head would you imagine in there?
That's hard. Like, so it's like a sculpture of someone's head.
Yeah. And we would be angry. Just say it. Say it. Whoever it is, say it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'll say who I think it is.
Go on, you go first.
Oh. Okay. This is my, like, game character that I would want. Or a made-up character. No, you have to do real and made-up.
Okay.
Made-up would be Goku. Why? I've never watched Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, so you play Fortnite. You know, that guy with the black hair, he's like Goku. He's like anime.
Oh, yeah.
Spiky.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just hate him because of Fortnite. I hate when you get killed by a Goku skin and it just the gritty on you. It's like, oh, yeah, whoa. Stupid.
Right, and what about your real person?
I haven't really thought this too well, but my real person would be the Labour leader. He's got that face. He's got
literally
that face.
He's
you know?
Just like,
he's got that face.
He
just
he's probably didn't get too much into politics because yeah. You know, it's a complicated thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. My made up person. Oh, that's it's really hard actually, isn't it? It's squashing someone. Right. What? Something funny?
No.
Did you know that guy from Garfield?
No.
Tall?
No.
Annoying?
Never watched Garfield.
Really? Not as a child?
No.
Well, I watched Garfield, and there's this... The dad of the cat, he ticks me off.
Really?
When I was young, I could not watch it. I got so annoyed by him. I was like, have some common sense and stop being an idiot. I'll show you a clip after this.
Yeah.
Real person, that's really tricky. I would also agree Labour, but I'm not going to be boring, so yeah. I'll think of someone else. Oh, that's really hard. I'd probably... Okay. Probably can't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He annoys me. Probably can't say that, though, can we? That kind of thing. Neither with the Labour leader. We probably shouldn't have said that.
I thought of another person. Do you remember in junior school, there was this teacher, Mr. Munger. Mr. Munger.
Yes. The one that said to a child that he was surprised he could spell his own name.
He
was a supply teacher.
Yeah,
he was. He shouldn't have been in teaching. He was old.
He was old.
He had old-fashioned teaching techniques, and he was obsessed with stamps.
Yeah.
He talked a lot about his stamp collections. Yeah. I agree. Get that man in there. Squash him.
I would say a few more, but I don't think I'm allowed.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, just, you know.
That's such a random thing to bring up, though.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
It just came to your head one day.
I was like, you know what? Yeah, I would like to see someone's head in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, talking about your ideas.
Yeah.
The other day, you don't know I jotted this down on my notes. We were talking. It's the other day. We were having a nice conversation and you brought up the fact that you're a feminist. He said, you know, Jemima, I'm a feminist now. It's true, I am. And I was like, okay. Because I didn't want to get too into it then. Because I wanted to ask you right now, what do you mean that you're a feminist now? It came out of nowhere. You said it. Go on.
Right, yeah, I'm a... I support women's rights.
Good.
Yeah. I see them as important. You know, it's important to get the women's views, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone's views. Anyone's views, of course.
Yeah.
But of course, women have been silenced over the years, so it's important to get their views now. A feminist. Yeah.
It's quite a strong word.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I support women.
I would hope so, Mr. Jones.
I support women and their triumph to greatness.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's just a very weird thing to say out of nowhere.
Well, you know, I don't want to go into the reason now, you know. What?
Yeah.
But
you're a feminist now.
I'm a feminist.
You heard it here first, everyone. Will Jones is a feminist.
I'm not saying I wasn't before. I mean, I just wasn't as strong.
Oh, so now you're a proper feminist.
Yeah.
You're going to go out doing the campaigns.
Yeah, the rallies, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll go on to like a feminist protest, me
yeah.
and you.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good.
That'll be good.
Vote for women. Devote men.
Devote men.
Actually,
I don't think you can say that. That's quite...
Devote...
No one.
Either.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Vote everyone.
Yeah, vote everyone.
I knew what you were going to say, and I'm glad it didn't come out.
Yeah.
Right.
You got anything? I mean, now I'm thinking of that. Women.
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 What about them?
I don't know why, but women. So my house, it's quite a nice area.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's got green around it. But... behind the house, years and years ago, before I was born, there was this woman.
A woman, right?
And I've heard this story a few times. And apparently, there was a sex scandal outside my house.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know if I got the right terminology, sex scandal. But apparently, a woman had sex outside our house.
In the open?
Well, I think so, yes. Behind the house. So it's going to be like this little alleyway area.
Yeah.
Apparently. And she got taken away for it. Or I don't know. She's got long gone now.
Like raped or like proper...
No.
She chose to.
I think she chose it. I don't know.
Is so weird.
Yeah.
Why? Just why?
I don't know. Sometimes maybe the fresh air helps. Burn on the excitement.
No.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah.
Let's end that there.
Yeah, let's end that there.
Right. We'll jump into one more quick conversation before into our main topic.
Yes, why not?
Right. I've been approached by many... We're still on the topic of females, so it's a female podcast.
Oh.
Now. I've been approached by many females recently saying, have you asked this to a man?
They answer weirdly, correct?
They don't answer weirdly. Oh. They just...
take a long time to answer?
They just answer very randomly. So oh, I was asked by some members of the community to ask you this on the podcast live.
Yeah.
You have to answer. Yeah. You can't pass.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what this is about. I don't really understand what you're going to answer. Yeah. But I've been told to ask you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Will Jones.
Mm-hmm.
What is your Roman Empire?
Sorry?
Do you want me to rephrase?
Yes.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
How often do I think about the Roman Empire?
Yes.
Well, I'm quite a fan of the old Italy. So mm-hmm. I always jump, when I think of the Roman Empire, I think of Julius Caesar, I think of Brutus, I think of Augustus.
Yeah.
I think of all the old triumphs of the Roman Empire, you know, when they were in the greats.
Yeah.
Know. I always imagine myself as one of their Roman leaders.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I probably would have been a slave, most likely. You know, hard to get around back then.
Yes.
But yeah, no, that's what I think of. Yeah, why?
So how often do you think about it?
How often?
Yeah. Or like on a monthly scale, how often would the Roman Empire wander into your head?
Nowadays, once a year, maybe.
Once
twice,
a year.
Now you've mentioned it now.
Really?
Yeah, but last year probably would have been a few times because we learnt about it back then.
Yeah.
But no, I don't really think about the Roman Empire.
That's a good answer because most men answer like once a week.
Why?
I have no idea.
Why?
I have literally no idea.
What?
But apparently that's the thing. And so when people ask, what's your Roman Empire? It's like, what do you always think about?
What do you always... What?
Right, okay.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I can see you. You're a bit thick today, aren't you? Right.
Cheers.
So, Roman Empire. So, most men answer that they think about the Roman Empire at least once a week. That's the most common answer.
Yeah.
So, the question, what is your Roman Empire, is like, what do you think about at least once a week?
Oh,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, you get it? Very weird. Don't know why people think about the Roman Empire so often.
No, I still don't get it.
I don't get it. And we'll have to do some research after this.
I don't get it. No.
I don't get it. But I was told to ask you, so there you go. He's been asked.
Yeah. Right. Should we get into the topic?
Yes. Okay, right. So, should the royal family be abolished in England? Yes or no?
Right, I'm going to say yes to this one.
Really?
Yes.
Once again, we've not planned and we're opposite opinions again. I'm going no.
You're going no?
I'm going no.
Listen here. Hey, come on. What the flippity flop do they do? They're just,
it's a tradition.
It doesn't matter. They get special treatment for no bloody reason.
It's a tradition in England. That's like saying we should get rid of the Prime Minister.
Every country has some sort of leader.
Exactly.
Not all countries have some sort of.
So you just want to get rid of a tradition that has been there for centuries and
decades. I think it's
decades.
A waste of time nowadays. I think it's a waste.
Really?
I think they have no input whatsoever. I think it just keeps changing. I don't know why King Charles is important. What a waste.
Because he's the king.
He's too old. He shouldn't have done it. It should be young.
What's her name?
Her? Meghan Markle.
Oh, my bad. What's his little... What's he called? I'm really bad at the names.
Little. I mean, it should be William. That's what I'm thinking. Little?
Well, he's not really little, but he's littler than Charles.
Oh, yes, obviously. Yes. What about Harry?
No. Well, let's not get into Harry.
No, he's a bit of a mess, isn't he?
Yeah. But, come
Ginger
on, Will.
Twat.
Don't you like following the royal family? People in other countries, like America and stuff, they love the English royal family. They love it.
Because they're if they had one themselves, they wouldn't they wouldn't cherish it as much. Come on, it's not good. Come on, be honest with me, people here. Do you really want to be second best here? Do you really want to be missing out on the cancer treatments they're having and we're not? Come on. Wake up. Smell the coffee.
So wait, so you're saying you didn't watch the coronation?
No. I mean, it was on in the background.
The Jubilee.
I watched a few. No. I'm being honest.
Sit down and take time out of your day to watch the coronation of King Charles.
No. What? No, not the no. I didn't see it be put on his head. No. I saw like an after party. Like,
oh, you saw the after party. Like the jingle. Do you know how many people want to live to see a coronation in their life? And it was on and you didn't watch it.
To be honest, I really couldn't give a toss whatsoever.
We might even get two coronations. Because Charles, he's getting on, isn't he?
I'll see William, because he's called William. So that'll be it. That's, I only like him because he's named after me. After me. I'm not named after him. He's named after me.
Definitely, yeah.
I really don't see the point of them. I find them just... Why? You know, just...
Because it's tradition.
Yeah, but some traditions have to end, don't they? Some traditions just have to
Right, name one tradition that should end then. Other than the royal family. What's ended for the good? Don't say, like, something about feminism. We're not getting back into that.
Well, there's so many things. But
yeah, you can't think of anything.
Well, I can think of some, but I'm not sure of them. Because I could be saying some wrong facts. So I'm not going to say them.
Like the fact that the royal family should be abolished.
Well, they should be. I don't see why not. I mean, there's no argument. Except it's a tradition, right? Wow.
Because it's like...
Why aren't we treated like that? You know, there's people, homeless people on the streets freezing there in their ivory towers.
Not anymore!
What do you mean?
Not people... What are you on about, man?
What do you mean?
Yes, there are homeless people. What are you on about towers?
Well, no. Buckingham Palace? Yes, exactly. They're in there. They're rich places.
I see what you're saying. You're not saying that... That was my bad. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do agree that...
See, I mean...
The hierarchy of them living in a fancy palace and people being homeless is wrong. I do see what you're saying. But...
Another thing, they didn't bloody work for what they've got. Think of those little kids. What the flip are they doing? Think of people who have... My granddad knows a man who lived in some little house with like loads of brothers and sisters in a little room. Like back in the old days. Freezing, no fire, bread, that's it. He's a millionaire now.
Really?
He's worked so hard to get where he is. They done flip all. They've done nothing. They've done bollocks. They've done nothing. And look at them. I feel it is just wrong.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to win this one. I don't have too good a counter argument, really. I mean, I don't think they should be abolished, but... Okay.
Hey, do I win?
1-1.
Yeah.
Good game.
Come on.
I beat you on the water, though.
Shake my paper.
Shake your paper.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, there we go. 1-1.
1-1.
You know, Will, I really like a bit of gaming from time to time.
Really? One?
Life is Good Official.
Who?
Life is Good Official. They're an online gaming website with a vision. Their vision is to create games and transport players to new and exciting worlds, where they can explore, discover, and immerse themselves in rich and engaging stories.
But with all of this content and surely amazingness, they ask for a great price, right?
No. For an hour and a half, it's only £5. Or if you want 2.5 hours, £10.
Wow. Really? What games do they do?
They do a wide variety of games, ranging from Cop Dynasty to The Secret Gaming House.
These are probably great games, right?
Amazing.
Okay, I'll make sure to check them out at lifeisgoodofficial.godaddysites.com. I got something here.
All right.
I just thought I'd bring this up. I was watching something and I had this ping up.
Okay.
So I feel bad, you know, when a parent walks in.
Mm-hmm. Walks in. Oh.
Well, so no. Let's just say you're indecent, okay?
Yeah.
You're getting changed in the morning. You're about to, let me say, you're about to go, you know, go to the disco. you know, when you're late, you're getting ready, you get your aftershave on or your perfume, you're ready.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
But your parent walks in, you know. No, they don't knock.
They don't knock.
Bar open. FBI. Yeah, no, I was just, has this ever happened to you?
So I've been indecent and a parent walks in.
Yeah. Or do you know anyone that's happened to us?
Not personally, my parents knock.
Yeah.
My parents knock on the door. My brother did once accidentally, which was not great. But it wasn't too indecent. It was fine. And not my parents, though. They knock. I do know a girl, actually, who has had this really badly. Like, proper no clothes, nothing. Her dad walks in. She lives alone with her dad. Dad comes in. Boom. And she was just like, jaw dropped. Help. You know? I couldn't. Don't laugh. It's horrible.
That's funny. What? Wow. Jesus. That's actually horrible.
Yeah. Not great. It is bad, isn't it? I think people should always
imagine
knock.
If he was like, oh, let me have a look.
That's how I'm sure.
Got his magnifying glass out.
He wasn't like that. He said sorry and left.
Nah, I didn't know.
You should always knock, really, shouldn't you?
Yeah,
it's just basic.
Manners.
Yeah.
And decency.
Especially if you don't have a lock on your room, which I don't. I don't have a lock on my room. Lots of kids do.
Yeah, does Dylan have one on his... Mike Mann, Dylan? I don't know, he has a little slide door, I can't remember. No, he doesn't have a lock on his door.
But like...
No, why are you laughing? Why is he laughing?
A lot of kids have locks on their door. So I think if you're not going to have a lock on your door, you should have the decency to knock on your kid's room.
Yeah.
Because they could
Or
be
you
like,
could just be a perv and just barge in. And you know, yeah, just
enjoy the show.
You know when they enjoy the show. You know when they like rip off like the top really easily in the films. They go.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Like shimmying.
I'm ready. Like moves like your what pecs up and down. Like.
This is horrible. Stop. Move on.
Right, another thing. I feel really bad for dogs. And, pets. Okay, pets. So thing of pets, they have to have their bollocks chopped off. or get them unfertilized. Whatever.
Unfertilized.
I don't know. Just
fertilize is what you put on the plant.
No. Fertilize. You know, like...
No.
Have you learned about the female reproductive system?
Yes, but I'm pretty sure that's not the...
When you fertilise an egg.
I suppose, but...
You don't know that...
Yes, I do, but in pets, like...
Yes! Okay, you know what is in there? You have the egg.
Yeah, I suppose.
Everything... Okay, anyway. Yeah. So anyway, they don't... So something, yeah, have their bollocks chopped off. Or, you know,
yes.
So that they don't have the freedom.
Yes.
Bloody phone keeps ringing, man.
Hang on, sorry about him. He's being called. Is it important?
No,
not important. Right. What were you saying? Getting chopped off, right?
Yeah. yes. Just they don't get to. I mean, it's just it must be torture. Imagine if a dog's in urge. You know what I mean?
But they're not in urge because it's been.
Yes, but
surely... They don't get it anymore because it's gone.
But surely they must have some sort of brain urge up there.
In the nicest way possible. Animals' brains are quite small.
Yeah, but I've watched some videos, you know, back 2 years ago. George, no, my friend, sent me a video. It was a monkey. It was on... the thing is, the monkey was on top of the car. And he was... He was on the car.
Right.
While he was enjoying his pleasures.
Why are we discussing this?
Because I feel like before you chop the dog's bollocks off, You should maybe
ask them if that's okay. Yeah.
No, like send it into a pen with like a
free reign. The whole point is so it doesn't get pregnant.
No, but no, this is the thing. You can make like a plastic dog. And make sure you make the right size of holes and etc.
No, let it
mount so it enjoys it for one point in their life.
That's horrible.
No.
That's really absolutely horrible.
I'm just looking out for the dogs here.
I wish you'd never said that. I wish that I unhear that.
Listen, if we're going to open that new dog centre, we need those dogs to be in the best care. And that's how we can maybe give them some sort of special treatment.
Before. Oh, gosh, no. You should have seen what you just did. Yeah. You can't see. Hand actions.
Sorry. You know what? You know, maybe I should peer off my conversations for a moment and you let you.
Yeah, so let me whip up my notes. Hang on.
But I'm. Hey, come on. Think.
No.
If you were a dog. Would you want that?
I'm not a dog, so I can't comment.
God's sake, come on. Don't be
moving
a
on.
Okay.
DT.
DT?
Design technology. Do you know it?
Yeah, I know it.
Subject, right.
Yeah.
In case you don't know what it is, how do you explain DT? So like when you make things. What's the American?
Engineering.
Yeah, you make things, you know, screws, it's a load of rubbish. Hate it. We both dropped it at the first given opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. DT in junior school. This came into my head the other day.
Yeah.
Compared to senior school, right? Senior school, you know, you're doing big things. You're making what? You know, that wire thing that we made.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called?
You know when you have like a thing and you kind of.
You have to like not make it buzz. You have to like go round.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got that. We've done phone boxes a lot in senior school.
Yeah.
Compared to junior school, DT was the most stupid subject I've ever been to. What do? We made sandwiches in DT.
No. Was it that one? Oh, my. I remember that. Is that year two?
No, year three. No,
year
two.
Year two. Miss G.
You Miss G, yes. Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Clocks.
Oh, God, I remember that clock. Yeah, it was a...
Ferris wheels.
I don't remember that.
It was our year five.
I don't remember that.
But, like, they were mini sculptures, it's fine. But what
the heck? I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, what was DT back in the day? I was thinking about this. We could have been learning. We could have been learning about money. We could have been learning about taxes. We could have been learning about actual useful things. And we were making clocks. What the heck?
Hey. Paul's gone mad.
Do you still have your clock?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? I still have mine as well.
It's my mum's house. It is. It's that little, you know, that crocodile.
Crocodile.
It doesn't look like a crocodile. It looks like it's a crocodile. It's a crocodile with a peanut head.
Oh my gosh.
Like a bot, like a Minecraft body.
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible.
Mine was a running football club clock for my brother.
Right.
He still has it in his room. Doesn't work anymore.
No, I don't think it would. They're not really good quality. No. What we made.
So I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, that was random.
It came into my head and it really annoyed me actually when I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't mind blame you.
That we were sat doing that. So I'm sorry, very random, but you know, just thought I'd discuss.
Yeah. Alright. I also wanted to think about, because I was having this conversation the other day with someone, where do you store important things? Now, okay, I just store them in my pocket, you know.
What kind of important things?
Well, maybe like a piece of money. this is right, you know. Like in the films, you know. So, women steal...
Choking on my tea.
Women store their things in their handbags or in their hair, maybe. Hair. Sometimes they store them in their cleavage.
Gosh, I knew that was coming. That's why I was laughing, because I knew it was coming.
So they store them in their, you know, like in like anime.
Yes, I know. Oh, I know exactly.
And they also make a noise, like it's like a rubber noise. Like, put it in or pull it out.
No, I've never watched anime, so I couldn't comment.
I was thinking, This is my idea. I'll own up to it. Where would men put it? Well, would they put it in their satchels? In their socks?
Pockets, because men's clothes have a lot more pockets than women's.
Pockets, but maybe they also may put it in their balls. It's handy down there. Like, whoop, down it goes. You know, something like that.
Should it be a bit uncomfortable?
No. They're quite tough, those old nutters down there.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, but then my friend said, yes. This is why it's okay for women to do it and why it's not okay for men to do it. Mm-hmm. Boob sweat is like seasoning on a chicken. This is not me, okay? It's not me. It's not me.
You were telling me afterwards who said this.
No. Okay, boob sweat is like seasoning on a chicken. Of course, bull sweat is not, so that's why it doesn't really go in the category.
And also, it's a bit more... I don't know.
What? Why? Oh, hang on. Because the women doesn't go like...
Yeah, they don't go all the way down. No, it's no. Just kind of a bit more accessible.
Yeah, wow.
It's a bit less... I mean, personally, I do not see the appeal. Just get a handbag. Yes, our producer was making the comment that it's a bit weird for someone to reach down to their trousers and through to pick something out.
Well, why don't you just take the trousers off?
Oh my gosh.
Simple dimple.
I'm so done with this podcast today. What have we talked about? I'm so sorry, everyone. Yeah, you'll be arrested.
No, because they would come to our new dog centre, and if they're over 70, they're allowed to go nude. Yes.
It all adds up. It all adds up.
In Will's little fantasy world, he's taking his trousers off with the nude dogs, having a great time.
Oh, I can see it happening.
He's got his eyes closed.
I'm back. Yeah, I thought that would just...
spice up.
Yeah, I add that up to the thing.
Yeah, good. And a big shout out to our sponsor, Life is Good Productions.
And check them out at lifeisgoodofficial.godaddysites.com. Thank you all for listening. That's the end of today's episode.
Check out our other episodes and Instagram page at the_stupid_opinion_of_teenager.
If you guys want to message us or submit a listener story, DM us.
If you don't have Instagram, you can email us at stupidopinion@stupidopinionpod.uk.
See you next time, y'all!